Cajun. Bobby Gola. This was some funny kind of guy. He worked down there in Emilia, cleaned down fish for Denny Mac. He worked down there for over 20 years. Always on time, always reliable. Did the work of 10 men, Denny used to say. His knife would open up them fish in a flash, gut them, butterfly them, have my knife in 30 seconds. Shoo! La la! It was a beautiful thing watching Bobby Gola work. But he always had this kind half smile on his face when he sliced through the belly of a fish. Well, I'm going to tell you that some people you see all your life, but you don't know them. Never understood what make them tick, no. Bobby, he was one of them quiet ones, you know, mysterious. You never know just what the hell he was thinking. He'd just sit around with a blank stare like he was studying the elements. And always with that little half smile of his. But, shoo, that man was close-mouthed. You never know anything about him, not really. Oh, we knew he was married, we knew that, but he never talked about his wife. Me seemed to be happy, though, seemed to be content. Even though there was always these rumors about that lady, yeah. Rumors about her activities during the day when Bobby was slicing them fish. But Bobby just keep flashing that little half smile there. He was wearing that smile when he told us that his wife had left him, move herself on over into East Texas. And he kept that same smile when the police came. Seems that girl's relatives out there in Texas, they say she never arrived there. Well, nobody never found that girl. But that half smile on Bobby's face never changed. Even when they lock him up in that state prison. Seems that jury there, they believe another rumor. They believe that the fish was not the only thing Bobby filleted that day. No. Like I told you, my friend, Bobby was not your ordinary kind of guy.